Blog Talk Radio.
Not for me alone, but, you know,
GB always helps himself. And, you know, he'll be joining us as well. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are all in the building on tonight. We missed out last week. We had the best of the I Got Something to Say show because yours truly was in another country visiting family and doing radio promotions in the lovely country of Jamaica, of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to you and welcome back to the crew. And we are airing live. Today we are on live location in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the Anonymous Blue Studios. As mentioned earlier, we will be speaking to my brother, your favorite artist, the dynamic duo from Virginia, one half of Eclipse, producer, author, I mean, extraordinaire. This is their decade. Today marks actually a decade that they've released their first album, right? So if you're an Eclipse fan, definitely you need to call in tonight and join the crew and I. We have some wonderful things in store. Actually, our guest should be calling in within the next, or not necessarily since we're in Virginia, he'll be coming into the actual studio, Anonymous Blue Studios. So, are you all excited about Mr. Malice, or should I say No Malice, being a part of the show on this evening? How are y'all feeling about that?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
I'm out for it. Yes. You know what? You know, I'm ecstatic because, you know, I be grinding. Right. See, all the slow people help the fast people and so on and so forth. You know, ladies and gentlemen, once again, is the I Got Something to Say radio show in the building, our executive producer, founder of the wonderful radio network of the D Hour Show, Mr. D Slate. We got Mr. Norfolk that'll be bringing you the Say Something News to us. We have L.E.O. will be bringing inspirations and reflections by L.E.O. And not last but not least, we also have our wonderful, wonderful, on the grind all the time, social media, director, or should I say affiliate or team leader or what have you, but he's always, always posting. Should I say CK is in the building, and we'll be having a real talk with CK. And then also we can't forget our executive producer as D Slate goes in and the ghetto gourmet recipes, and then we'll be having GB to come in, and I got some things I want to get off my chest. Rest in peace to my grandfather that passed away last week. I just laid him to rest, or should I say had a home going for him. No sooner the next day I came back in from Jamaica to the United States, you know, I had to bury my grandfather. So rest in paradise to my grandfather. Lost my father last year. But, you know, life goes on and God is good all the time. So I'm not going to preach to you, but what we're going to do is take a quick music break. And when we come back, hopefully we will have in the studios one half of the clips. Malice. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom. Y'all not with me? Put y'all my
doubt. No doubt.
Yes, yes.
We take over.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're going to get into our first musical break. The time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, it is 10:07 on your dial. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Take it away, executive producer.
No doubt. It's time for the first music break on the I Got Something to Say show, getting it in for the fit-ins, absolutely. We got a little Kanye Dawswit here for you. And after that, we got a little bit of Dave Tolliver from the group Men at Large with his hit song Home right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show on the D-Hour show. Let's go.
Let's go.
Getting to say the things we need to say to the very ones we love. Yes, we assume they already know. Baby,
don't you shed a tear.
And I love you more.
You can't imagine.
Than you can. perfection. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question that this is where I wanna be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home.
Especially the rap culture. His Twitter page of 30 K followers is at NoMalice757, where you can find testimonies of the average rap fan, like to go Burris, to anyone in between, speaking of this life-changing message. Please find his book, Victorious, Triumphant, Most Humbling, and very much relevant to this day and age. He is hoping to pique your interest so that you will assist in helping him bring in the light in some very dark places. And absolutely an incredibly talented, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a warm D-Hour, I Got Something to Say show welcome to the brother, No Malice.
What's going on? It's too kind. You're far too kind.
Yes. I love
you, Poetic D. Slate, what's going on?
Not too much, bro. Not too much. How you doing?
I'm great. Doing well over here.
Well, first and foremost, I know before my girl PJ get in, as a CEO, man, I just like to say thank you so much, and it's an absolute honor to have you on the show and on the network with us, man, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. I've listened to your music for a long time. You and your brother are extremely talented individuals, man. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and it's an honor to be here, you know, and I would like to start off by apologizing to your fans for the mix-up that we had, you know, the last time I was supposed to air on the show, you know, and I definitely must apologize for that and apologize to the listeners. And I just want to thank you all for having me up here, and especially to my sister Poetic, who is riding with me through thick and thin and everything, you know, here in Virginia. So, you know, just thanks for having me.
That's real.
I got a little tear in the side of my eye. I'm getting so emotional.
No need, it's all good.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you know him as one half of the Eclipse. You know him as the author, producer. You know him as being a part of Star Trek. You know him as the television guy you see in the MTV, MTV2 Countdown, BET. I mean, from college to university, from country to country. But I'm telling you, I'm getting real emotional right now because he is my true brother. You can have family, but to actually pick up the phone and be like, this is not a good day because I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z. Poetic, it's going to be all right. His manager, Tito,
right.
They're good people. They're real people. And I'm telling you, I'm not selling anything. I've met superstars and movie stars and artists, you know, from No Malice to Monique. And let me tell you, by far, hands down, you're about the realest person I've ever come in contact. And I thank God for you on today.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Likewise. Thank you very much. Far too kind. Thank you.
Yes. And also, we have in the building tonight our other co-host. We're going to be doing something a little bit different, conversation with No Malice. I have to get adjusted to that. And we'll talk a little bit about the name change. But as
okay.
we have our conversation with you, I'm sure that our other co-host, which is also a huge, huge diehard fan, Mr. Norfolk, and then also we have CK in the building, and we have LEO, and they have their portions. I'm sure they have a little commentary, maybe statements or comments they want to make. And I think we
for
also
sure.
have some callers anticipating. So is it all right if you hang out with us for a little bit? I know you're in the middle of filming a video and doing a lot
yeah.
of other things, prepping for tours. But
oh,
I
you stay up on you stay with me, don't you? You know everything I got going on. That's what's up. Yeah, but I'm here. I'm here
Come
to
on.
Rock with y'all tonight, so we good.
Yes, I'm your little sister. Of course I know.
Of course.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, I actually just want them to just say hi to you on tonight, No Malice. Ellie, how are you? We got No Malice in the studio on tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, No Malice. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey. What's
I'm
going
doing
on, man?
Good. I'm doing good. What's happening? How y'all doing?
We're doing all right, man. This is study night. Glad to have you
all
on
right.
the show.
And thank you
yeah.
for having me. I'm glad to be here. You know, I really appreciate it. That's what's up.
It's your boy, Mr.
Yeah.
Norfolk, man. What's good with you, man?
Mr. Norfolk, what's good with you, fam? Everything's good over here. You know what it is.
I know what it is. What's good, though? All right.
Everything. No complaints, man. No complaints.
That's what's up.
Yes, and then least but not last, we have CK in the building. CK, we got No Malice as our guest in the Anonymous Blue Studios on this evening.
Did you just say that man was least but not last?
Of course,
you're the least, cuz.
Nah, you're not the least.
She likes to crack on us every now and then, Malice. That's how she get down, bro.
Yeah, I know how she get down. I know how she get down.
That's right, because he's the least one to not take any nonsense, because we're going to be having conversation with him, you know, and his approach of how he deals with the topic of today. So that was my form of letting people know that he's the least one to deal with in terms of no nonsense.
Good one, good one. I'll rock with that. Yeah, good one.
Yes, well, we're going to begin the conversation with No Malice on this evening, and I'm going to actually allow our executive producer, D. Slate, to actually get in the first words of commentary, because I have so much, and our listeners for the Hour Show Radio Network, as well as the I Got Something to Say Radio Show, we thank you for tuning in. You all were really, really anticipating this interview, and normally they poll as into who they want to hear from or who they want us to interview on this show, and everyone was like in the consensus, No Malice, No Malice. You know, people still rock with Malice, but No Malice, No Malice. So you have a lot of fans from, you know.
Right,
from
right, and I appreciate each and every one of them, especially, you know, with what I got going on and with it not being the most popular, you know, thing in the industry. Whenever someone rides with me and appreciates what I'm doing, I do not take that for granted, and it means, you know, everything to me. So I do appreciate each and every one of my fans, followers, and friends.
Absolutely, and you're most sincere with that as well. Executive producer D. Slate, I'm going to allow you to go on first with the conversation with our distinguished guest on this evening.
Oh, absolutely. I first and foremost, bro, as an artist, and that's probably the most important question I'm probably going to ask you tonight. As an artist in this culture, we call it hip hop. Mm-hmm. On our network, we don't like to call hip hop a genre. We like to call it a culture because that's exactly what it is.
Right.
But in this culture of hip hop, hip hop is in a narrow state right now. I'll call it that. It's in a narrow state right now. A lot of people aren't really too happy with the way hip hop is right now. Your thoughts as an artist, man, and being in this business for a minute, and you know, you've rubbed elbows with quite a few of these cats. But your thoughts on the state of hip hop right now.
The state of hip hop right now, my thoughts, I feel, I think there's a lot more that could be offered in hip hop. For me, growing up on hip hop, lyricism was one of the biggest things. It was about having something to say in a cool way of saying it. You know, after that 3-minute song went off, you should have learned something, got something out of it. And Clips have always, you know, Re-Up Gang, we have always held that flag for lyric-driven hip-hop. It's just something that we stand by and, you know, hold on to firmly. So I believe you definitely have to have something to say. I don't, you know, condemn the things that are going on right now. I think there is a lack in it, and it leaves a lot to be desired, but I don't complain about it. I just try to bring that difference or fill that void that I see.
No doubt. Well, I definitely appreciate that, and I agree with you. You know, I feel like right now hip-hop is lacking originality and personality right now. I know a lot of the labels are all about record sales. And I remember when a person wanted to be in music, that was the main criteria. It was to have a gimmick, was to have personality and have originality, and that's not really the case anymore. And hopefully we can eventually get back to that with artists like yourself and some of the other incredible artists, you know, we love listening to.
Right.
you know, bringing that aspect of hip hop back. But I can absolutely appreciate what you guys are doing or what you're trying to bring back to hip hop. I definitely got another important question for you, but I'll wait till later once everybody's getting in. But I know PJ definitely got some questions for you.
Okay. All right. Well, No Malice, a.k.a. Author Gene Thornton. Let's talk about a little bit about your book. Well, first of all, most importantly, your name formerly used to be Malice, right?
Correct.
Today embarks upon a very imperative day. Today makes 10 years, a decade, since the release of what?
Our first album, Lord Willing. And, you know, it's been 10 years ago to the day, actually, you know, that album released. And I've just been looking at all the comments on Twitter and, you know, all the fans talking about how they remember exactly where they were when they first heard that infectious beat and what it meant to them. And, you know, banging on the tables, the lunchroom tables in school, and banging on the lockers. And, you know, today's just been a day of a reflection for me and appreciating, you know, what the music has done for me and what our supporters have done for us as well.
You know, and that is a great statement in what you stated, because today is National Radio Day, right? So anywhere in the world, and you have connections with producers and people all over, as I stated, not locally, not within the states, not within the country, but globally. And you chose to give a distinct interview with the I Got Something to Say radio show. That warms my heart. And I've been seeing the polls, and I've also actually seen MTV and some of the other syndicated local media mention about the release, or 10 years from today's date of the release of your first project. Who actually produced that project?
Oh, you know, Virginia's own, the Neptunes, Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo.
It's in my head.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Virginia has a way. And matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio audience, we are airing live from the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We have a lot of people. So now what we're going to do is a short trivia, if you will, engage. Give me some of the music geniuses that come out of Two Up, Two Down.
You asking me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got this. Some of the music geniuses, you know, I'm going to definitely have to say the Neptunes. Missy Elliott, Timbaland, you know. I wouldn't be right if I did not shout out Teddy Riley for, you know, making his home here in Virginia Beach and grooming us and allowing us to come hang out, you know, at his studio and meet, you know, all of the big stars that he had come through. Shout out to Knotts. Shout out to Bink Dog, to Mad Skills. I mean, it's just so many.
Yes, and the list goes on and on and on. I mean, we got it on lock, from music to film to athletes. I mean, some of the best athletes. Shout out to
AI, Mike Vick. You already know.
Yes.
Plexico. Come on.
Yes. Stop playing. Exactly. So Virginia, we do more than just love. Virginia's not just for lovers. It's the lovers of many things, ladies and gentlemen. And I also want to mention, yes, how you switched up genres. I'm kind of all over the place because I'm so ecstatic on this evening. But I want to talk a little bit, a little bit about why you decided to go not necessarily gospel rap, but why you decided to idealistically change your image and your name?
Well, I changed my name because it was very important to me to come from under that tag or moniker, you know, that label of malice or being malicious. There is absolutely nothing malicious about me. And, you know, a lot of people thought I was going into to do Christian rap or, you know, gospel music. What I did make very clear was that I love Jesus Christ. You know, now I don't know what to say about my music or what you would call it. You know, I've decided not to put a label on it. I think my music is just as edgy as it ever was. Still very good. I believe it's way better. You know, my writing is way better. And you know, I just think it's time to really give back, to make a difference. You know, I have a son, I have nephews, I have, you know, young cousins, and everybody wants to get into this hip-hop thing. And I'm just trying to really, you know, establish my legacy, and I want to be remembered for more positive things, you know. And I think that's what we really need to bring back to hip-hop and offer these younger kids or the younger generation some hope, as opposed to all this I'm rich, you not kind of thing, you know. And I just want to give back and give my listeners some motivation and some hope as well as inspiration.
Okay.
Can I interject for a second? Can I just ask you a quick question?
Absolutely.
All right. No Malice, would you say you're doing to like the Christianity, like the Wu did to Islam when they started dropping, you know, more religious based rap like the 5%? Would you say you're going more toward that route?
I get nervous when I, you know, compare it to anything else or
yeah,
something that anyone has ever done. I'm not sure if I want to make that comparison. You know, I just want, some things to me are just common sense, and mm-hmm. I believe that the music that I once made, although very true, very genuine, very real, doesn't need to be spotlighted in the way maybe it was. I think maybe we did it a little bit too good. And when I seen my manager get indicted to the tune of, you know, 32 years, as well as my friends and family and entourage, like people that have been with us before the rap, during the rap, you know, overseas with us, you know, when I seen it go down to them, I really had to stop and question everything that we had been celebrating all this time. You know, I'm talking about, you know, taking vacations, popping bottles, and just having a great time celebrating this lifestyle. Now, when I see, you know, where the lifestyle was really headed, that story must be told as well. Or you're only getting one side of the coin, and I refuse to do that. You're going to get the whole entire story, or I'm not real.
Come on now. And you know, of course, there are three sides to every story. It's the truth, your side, and their side, right?
Right,
so,
right.
So, speaking of which, and I'm glad that Mr. North will interject with that, but, you know, we have some more questions and things that we want to indulge upon, but these are some small facts about No Malice that a lot of people just see you on television as an artist, but they don't know, a lot of people don't know until most recently, which we'll get into that next, is about your book. You are a published author.
Correct.
Right. You also served our country. What branch of service were you in?
The Army.
See? I bet you our listening audience didn't know that, all right?
I served in the Army at Fort Bragg.
See? And that deserves a round of applause, if nothing else. Not only is he contributing to the music world, not only are you contributing to the literary world as a hardworking father, role model, and also an ambassador to Norfolk Public Schools, you have done some things tremendous, and it dates back from when I was an educator. We want to say 1999, when the late DJ Long. That's right.
Amen.
Okay.
Shout out
the Booty Brothers, Caliente, Miss Blinton, you know, yourself,
that's right.
Pharrell, Ted, you know, Nate from Huntersville. What's
all
Nate's name? You know what I mean?
Family.
All of you all. family all day,
yeah.
right? Took
yeah,
the chance
yeah.
to come out to be mentors to the kids, and never did you all like Hollywood and be like, well, I'm going to get back with you. My people call your people. Pharrell was like, yeah, what time I need to be there? You all
That's
were like,
right.
you and Pusha were like, what time we need to be there? And this is 1999, and it goes to now to
That's
current.
Right.
You don't do just that, things just to show an act of kindness or when the cameras are rolling. You help out
right.
different organizations for alopecia. You actually
That's
did
right.
some stuff with Norfolk Public Schools, Jacob. Elementary and filming your video.
Yep.
So talk a little
Absolutely.
Bit about your community service because you have a
history. Oh, you just need to build me a statue. I just need a statue somewhere downtown Norfolk for me. Or No Malice. I want that.
They're not ready at all. I'm telling you, this man is so phenomenal. And you know, you are only as great as your team is. And that's how
that's
I
right.
feel about. The I Got Something to Say. You have an enormous team. But let's talk a little bit about this book because you've been
okay.
touring to various universities,
right.
getting endorsements
right.
and things of that nature. Let's talk about
right.
your book. What is the title and what's your motivation behind writing it?
The book is entitled Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked. And what those adjectives do is attest to the state of being that I was in. And what I find to be so ironic about being in such a state, it was at a time when I had everything I could ever have wanted, everything I could have ever dreamed of, you know, and I'm talking, you know, from just materialistic things and money and cars and, you know, a nice home and jewelry and the respect of your peers and in your community and having all of those things, I was extremely empty inside. And just to have that kind of feeling with, you know, after achieving what you thought life was about, you know, and there was a time, you know, I thought that's what life was about and getting, you know, achieving your goals and basically just getting money and getting rich and, you know, then the fight's supposed to be over. And I found out very quickly that's, you know, that's not necessarily the case. So basically in my book, it chronicles a sequence of events that happened to me. And when these events happened to me, it was so undeniable, nothing short of phenomenal, that I knew that I had better share this story. And people say, you know, you're brave to come out like that or you have so much courage, but it really wasn't bravery or courage at all. It was the fact that I know that God told me to share this story. I much rather would have been cool, you know, and still, you know, been the malice and not have to reveal some of these things that happened to me, but it was no way this story could be effective if I left, you know, certain things out. So I had to really, like, just strip bare, strip naked, take my cool off in order to tell this story. And I knew that a story of this magnitude was not meant for just me to know. I had to share it with the platform I had been given. And when I get the feedback on my Twitter page and all of these blogs and, you know, just getting, you know, the reading the comments and people talk about how the book has changed their lives and they see things differently. And it was one young lady who was about to commit suicide. She didn't even say I was contemplating suicide. She said she was about to commit suicide. And she read my book and she said that, you know, if I could go through the things I went through, she knows that, you know, she can go through the things that she was going through. So for me, just to hear those things, I know for a fact that I did the right thing and I know that I know what my purpose is. Before, like 4 years ago, if you asked me, you know, what I was going to be or who am I, or I would have told you a rapper. But a rapper wasn't even the tip of the iceberg of who I am. And I just wanted to share my story and just be able to you know, it's all about helping people. It's all about, you know, doing things that's going to make a difference. And you know, it's not all about me and how cool I can look on my song, you know. It's really not about that. And I've come to understand that and accept that. And, you know, that's just where I'm at.
Wow. Well, some of the feedback in which I've read, and I do research on all of our special guests, some of the feedback words to describe your project in terms of your book: exhilarating, mm-hmm. uplifting, motivating, inspiring, life-changing, real talk, you know. And this is coming from
right.
a demographic from Caucasian people, Asian people, Black people,
right.
kids in the projects,
right.
people who own the projects, people who write projects, you know what I mean, project managers.
Right.
Everybody
right.
alike, you know, are
right.
really, really, should I say, lack of a better word, they're digging your book, they're filling your book, and it's more of a spiritual movement. And that's
right.
what I say collectively makes an artist. So you
right.
have definitely arrived. You have been somewhere, but you've turned back and now understand that I couldn't have come where I am to where I am and become the person that I am today had I not gone through the stone throwing, the challenges of yesterday. You know, and people
right.
have to realize that after every storm comes rain. So REIGN for those
okay.
who
I got you.
Right?
I got you.
Right? Comes the rain,
you.
Right?
I'm with you. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
I agree.
So,
I agree, and it makes us who we are, you know. And when you go through the tough times and you go through that turbulence and just those things that those crises in life that we all are going to come to at some point in time, you know. And like I said in my book, you know, you're either in a crisis, about to go into a crisis, or just coming out of a crisis, and no one is exempt. And it's about, you know, how we handle those things. And, you know, you just got to be prepared. And everything that we go through that's difficult, if you learn from it, it's going to mold us, you know, to who we come to be. And you know, you really shouldn't have, you know, so much regret for past mistakes, as long as you learn from them and better yourself and take it a step further than that, help somebody else with it, then, you know, everything will be pretty good.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first and you heard it best from author, songwriter, producer, motivator, speaker. I mean, just extraordinaire, No Malice, one half of the clip. Ladies and
Thank
gentlemen,
you.
It's on the air. On National Radio Day, on the celebratory day of 10 years in the making since their first release project, you have an exclusive interview right here on the D Hour Show Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 1 minute before 10:45 p.m., 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the lovely city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we are hanging out with Chili in the Anonymous Blue Studios with no other than No Malice. We got one more question that we're going to probably set up, and then we would love to take you into one of your most latest projects. And I know that D Slate is waiting to commentary with you for the last time. D Slate, what else do you have for Malice? No Malice.
Well, it looks like, you know, actually.
Will you sleep, D Slate?
Hello?
Will you sleep?
I wouldn't sleep. I was
okay.
I was
just checking, bro.
I was messing with them donuts, brother, but I'm good now.
I feel you.
I'm back in the mix, you know what I'm saying?
My man.
Krispy Kreme would do that to you, brother. We call it Kreme
hey,
on
listen,
donuts.
Hey, listen, I know. I got a dozen from there the other day.
So good, you know. But,
right.
no, it looks like we might have a couple of callers on the line that might want to talk to us.
Okay, let's take some calls.
So let's go to the phone lines real quick.
All right, that's what's up.
We got area code 301-395. You're on the I Got Something to Say show with No Malice. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's good, everybody? This is your girl, Lady Low, female in the rap phenomenon. D Slay, what it is?
Lady Low in the building. Lady Low, what's good?
Lady Low?
What's good?
Hey,
what's going on? My girl, Lady Low in the building, no doubt. Low, you got any questions for No Malice?
Yeah, I want to know, like,
like, you know, how can, like, you know, it's real difficult, you know, for female rap artists to really, really get out there. You know how the industry goes. And so somebody like No Malice, you know, with me having a feature and making his track even more fire, you feel me? Like, how can that happen?
Right, right. Well, I don't know if my track can be made any more fire because I'm up there, so I don't know about that. But no, I'm just kidding. For real, it's like at this point in time, I think it is really as easy as the rap game has ever been. You have so much access to everything, and now everybody has an equal chance. You know, before you really had to really be dope. Now, and I'm not saying that you're not, you know, and I can tell by your swag, you're probably phenomenal. But now, you know, we have this internet, and this internet is like, you know, just all access. The day of the $1 million, $250,000 video is done. You know, everybody get their 60Ds or 7D, 5D, shoot their own videos. Like, you really can really do it yourself, and with social media and all of that, you can really, really promote yourself and put yourself out there. And and if you're trying to get on a track with me, all you got to do is hit up at Tito Brown Town on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And let them know what's popping.
No Malice, okay. Trust me, bro. She is phenomenal. Trust me. I play her
okay.
music. I've had her on the show. She's phenomenal. Absolutely.
What
and you said at Tito Brown?
At Tito
yeah,
Brown.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm originally from New York, but yeah, I live in Maryland now.
Okay. At Tito Brown Town.
At Tito Brown Town.
That's
all
right,
right, my brother. Well, much success, man.
To you too.
I appreciate it, man, and I'm going to see you down the road. That's without a doubt.
All right, well, that's what's up. I look forward
and
to hearing something from you.
Thank you, and you can even go to ladylow.biz, low spell L-O-E, ladylow.biz,
okay.
and that's what it is, all right?
Okay, for sure. You got music up there?
Yep, we got everything, music, videos, everything.
For sure. All right, stay up.
All right.
That's real.
Thanks,
all
man. All right, B-Slate.
All right, Low, thanks for calling in.
No problem, holla.
All right, we got one
now,
more.
Let me interject.
Let me just interject
for just a moment. You can never, I'm not going to say you can never, but it is very rarely done on a different radio station of this magnitude. You can call and make connections as such and have an actual national artist to be as cool as No Malice. You know, so some people just so Hollywood, they'll be like, well, call my manager, or you can go on the website, and then you know, swagger to the right and grab two bunny rabbit's ears and put them together, and then you'll turn green, and then you'll be like an overnight success. Come on, stop playing, son, for real. So that was real, and that was real. Not son because you shine, and son because you mine, or... We're gonna take the next caller. Keep it moving.
we got one more caller on the line. Let's go to the lines real quick. Area code 313-492. You on the I Got Something to Say show with No Malice. What's your name? Where you calling from? Okay, I guess they got a little gunshot. So hopefully they'll call back.
That's the
but,
D. You know the D ain't never gunshot.
They get a little gunshot sometimes. It's okay though. Take it off the safety. My question, bro, for you, Malice, is everybody that you know there's this big, and I just want to know what your take is on the whole situation. But everybody was making, you know, big press about your brother and, you know, Kanye, Lil Wayne, and different things like that. And in that whole situation, and I know how it goes down to hip hop, man, and the different beats and the different situations like that, and how it all transpires. But just your take on the whole situation, you know, for the fans and the listeners right now.
Sure. Well, let me make sure I understand that on exactly what now. My take on what?
Your take on the whole little media situation and everything that was put out there. With your brother and, with the mention of Kanye and, you know, and Lil Wayne and different things like that. Your whole take on that whole situation.
You know, I don't know how my brother gets himself into these you know what I'm saying? I don't know how Terrence gets into these these little spats. I mean, I really don't get it. I don't know how these spats find him, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we never sit in talk or about who he's you know, who we don't even talk about rap music, to tell you the truth. You know, we don't sit and giggle and be like, you know, I'm about to go in on so-and-so or whatever,
right.
whatever. You
right.
know, and I'm so out of the loop. Like, I could hear a song and I don't know who they're talking about anymore or what's going on. When my brother and I talk, we talk about, like, how's mom, you talk to mom, you talk to dad, what's going on, what they talking about, da-da-da-da, this, that, and the third, you know. But, I think hip hop has always been, you know, that competition, and I think as long as it stays musical, long as it's no violence and, you know, no beef for real, that you know, I think it's just part of the game, and I think you just got to keep everything in perspective. Sometimes, you know, the fans, they enjoy like that what's the word I'm looking for? That
bravado.
I guess yeah, and they enjoy, you know, that the little conflict and the little competition back and forth, and I, you know, you just gotta watch it, because like I don't know those dudes, and we really don't know those dudes, so we can't really believe that we really have a beef with them.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So
exactly.
I won't let the media and I won't let the fans really make me believe, oh, I really don't like that person. I really want to see everybody
right.
do good, and the truth of the matter is those guys make really, really good music. You know what I'm saying? And that's my only relationship with anybody in this music industry is the music they put out. That's all I know about them. You know, you either like it or you don't. But to have a really personal beef or a strong disliking and want to do harm and all of that, like, come on, man. To me, that's wrestling. I'm not with none of that.
Well, I don't know how Lil Wayne would have beef with anybody. I mean, I figured if you ain't skateboarding, he ain't really paying attention to you. So, you know, if you ain't walking around with some type of animal print pants on, then he really ain't paying attention.
Oh,
to
my
you.
Goodness.
So,
you just did a diss record right there. You just did a diss record right there. That's all. You know, that's all you need. Just say a couple lines and then it's on and popping. So you
that's real,
it.
Bro. That's real.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But no, you know what? But you know what, bro? I can appreciate that, man. I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying in that whole situation. It should be all about music and music alone. Nobody should be jealous of anything. Everybody is different. Everybody has a different style. Everybody's got different music. I figure if you produce a good music, you shouldn't even be concerned about any of that garbage.
I think you brought up a good point, and that's what I would like to impress upon anyone who aspires to be in this music industry. Each and every one of us are unique, just as unique
exactly.
as your fingerprint. So you
exactly.
should bring that to the game. Bring who you are to the game, because the world needs it. They everyone is important, you know? So we need to see what you can bring to the game or you know, what XYZ can bring to the game, instead of having 50 Rick Rosses or 50 Lil Waynes or 50 Pusha T's, you know? Everybody needs to just be unique and do what it is they do and show the world what you have to offer.
And I figure too, while, you know, Lil Wayne is getting older, so I mean, is he gonna call himself Big Wayne?
It's another
diss
record.
You know,
that's
is he gonna, you know what I'm saying? When he gets 50, is he gonna call himself Old Wayne? I mean, we just, you know, I mean, it's just simple questions, you know. I mean,
yeah, man.
Nah,
I feel you.
You know,
I was wondering
gonna,
the same thing.
Right? Is he gonna adapt to the time? You know, I mean, that's the only thing I'm curious about. But no, I agree with you, bro. You know, like I said, everybody's different, man. I think all of that nonsense is just nonsense. And then, like I said, you know, you hear all the time between these artists, you know, oh, there's a Twitter beef. I mean, if you ask me, Twitter beef sound like something you put on crackers. So I really don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I really don't know why they even go through all that. But, you know,
right.
that's just me, bro, but I agree with you, man, wholeheartedly. All that is nonsense. All we're trying to do is produce good music, and let's just focus on that.
Right, That's it. We really can't hate nobody, especially, you know, you can't hate no one you don't even know. You shouldn't hate anyway, but you can't hate no one you really don't even know.
Absolutely. And it's not good to hate anyway, so let's not even do
it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's put some symbols or let's put some consonants in front of hate. Let's call it appreciate, delegate, and, you know, let it marinate, the words that are coming out of our mouths at this time.
DJ.
We all have something to say. So as we're live at the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the D Hour Show Radio Network, we're live with No Malice. He has been the livest. One of the livest, because we've interviewed a lot of people, and this is by far one of my favorite music, Kanye Doss, and all my other people that we've interviewed, because we interview such many people. But I also want to say this. I was laying in my bed, could not sleep, had a sense of insomnia, and this took place because last week, you know, I'm showing off. I was out the country. I was in my family's country, Jamaica. So the week before that time, right? I had insomnia, turned on MTV3. Y'all didn't catch that, did you?
MTV3.
Right. Thank you, No Malice. MTV2 at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I saw in the countdown, the top 10 countdown, I saw Mercy. I was like, oh, look at my brother. Okay, Kanye, Pusha T, and 2 Chainz. Then, prior to that, I saw in the countdown, I saw No Malice. I'm like, this is some. Then I saw Kanye, Pusha, 2 Chainz again. Then I saw No Man. I'm like, yo, they're in the countdown twice a piece. When I say I woke up and was like staring at the wall and couldn't go back to sleep because I was ecstatic. I am so very proud of both of you all. And I know the struggle. I know the push. I know sometimes you can have people in your own back door and they're telling you, get out of my garden. Stop looking in my windows. And we need to support Virginia artists. I don't care whatever 50 states that you live in. Listen to what I'm telling you, listening audience. We have to stick together. It is imperative. Stick together, help one another, and we will move so much further in this world of music, performing arts, and delegation of entertainment. We will.
So
I want to just say you know, you're banging the hits, you're making sense of what you're seeing, and not just adults such as myself and the listening audience. You have, you know, young adults that are following your music. You have senior citizens that's following your music. That is a great way to make music when you have people from various demographics who are actually following you, buying your book, and so on and so forth. So speaking of which, before, we don't want to tie you up because you're a busy man, and I know you're also filming a video right now. Tell us a little bit about your upcoming projects and where we can find out more information. And I know for a fact, Lil Birdie told me that you're going to be doing some touring out the country, and she clears throat next year. So I may have some, you know, information about that.
Yeah. I think you told them all everything. No, but you know, I'm doing the music, of course, and like PJ said, we are shooting videos as well. I just want to be very clear that my baby is my book, Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked. And you know, I also have the audio book out as well, and you'll see the characters in the book. The actual characters, you'll get to hear their voices as well on this audio book. It is, I call it an audio movie. We put a lot of time into this, and you know, Poetic, you even came by, and you're even featured up there, you know, so I really appreciate that. But you know, you just put it in and you listen to it, and you really get to hear my story as well as the people, other people's points of views, and you get to hear, like, you know, cars starting up and, you know, wind blowing, music in the background, basketball, people. We put a lot of intricate, you know, sounds in there. So we're proud of that as well. And my new single that's out is called June. It's on the MTV Countdown as well. And I just released another single called Unforgettable, and we're shooting the video for that. And if I could, I would just like to ask everyone, you know, that's trying to keep up with me, to go to my website. It is called MadeMyLifeChange.com. And, you know, you can get my tour dates and you know, releases and music and everything that I got going on. Check out MadeMyLifeChange.com. And get your audiobook on Audible.com and Amazon. Get the book and all of that other good stuff as well. But my well, but my website will tell you everything.
Well, we do have your song June to play to air on the show tonight, bro. So I mean, I played the song quite a few times and we got great feedback from it. So we do have June to air on the show tonight.
I thank you very much for that. I thank you very much. June is a true story. I actually put that song out in June, and you know, just everything just came together very, very well. And you know, a lot of people want to know about the old guy in the video. That's my neighbor. His name is Jack. So you know, that's my homie, and he did something good for that camera.
Oh, that was awesome. And
yeah.
Then just to add, too, June is a very, very significant month because June is also Black Music Month. I don't know if anybody knew that. So, I mean,
okay.
That's awesome. Yes, like today.
Of course we all knew that. Of course we knew that. What are you talking about?
Who is that, Elio? You're always going to be the background singer trying to be in the front. It's only one rule for one Beyonce and one heartbeat. Yes. We're always saying something because it's the I Got Something to Say show. So do you have any last-minute remarks? And this is what I actually wanted to ask you before we release you and actually set it up so you could introduce to the world June officially on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Do you see any forecast in the future, Nomalis, of possibly doing a project with Pusha?
Oh, yeah, I definitely see that. You know, that's something that we both want, you know, really bad. And I think if anyone can pull it off, it's definitely going to be the Clips. And, you know, I want to make like I said, inspiring music. That is my brand now. That's what I'm going to do, and I can't do anything else. But as far as the Clips project or working alongside with my brother, there's nothing that I want more than that.
Absolutely, and that's why I always still introduce you as Nomalis, one half of the Clips, because you all are still, you're doing your independent projects and your solo albums and projects,
right,
but you're still a duo team. That is your brother. Now, the rumors are that you all are twins. Right, are you all twins?
No, Push is 5 years older than me.
And this is what I know, right? So they were saying, no, they're identical twins. I'm like, no, believe me. I know a lot of things, but I know that for certain because they're my brothers. They're not twins.
Right.
They look extremely alike, okay, but
right,
they're not twins.
Right,
so
right.
Listen, audience, they are not twins. Pusha is 5 years older than Nomalis. Okay?
Yeah, right. Tell them that's what happened when you got the same mama and daddy.
You know what I mean? Oh, my God. Hey, no, Mr. Madison, you are smart. Who's your teacher?
That's so unfair.
Who's your teacher? You are so smart.
I mean, come on,
yes. CK, Mike, check 1, 2. Are you still there? Are you asleep? Fairly Jaka, are you asleep?
Fairly Jaka.
Hello, Elio. Are you still there from the building?
Oh, yes. You know I'm still here. I'm just listening in. I'm ready to
ask
my question. But, yeah, I'm still here.
Wait, excuse me. Did I hear some kind of, like, stiff in your voice? I want to ask a question.
I'm just saying. I've been sitting here, my throat getting dry.
Everybody can't drink no Brent's iced tea. My throat is dry. I like to ask the question.
Y'all crazy.
Let me say something.
You know, I'm like gonna play double dutch right now.
Well, you're it, and I got no higher. But ask your question to Nomalis at this time, sir.
Okay. I'd like to start by I'm truly honored to have you on this show because I would truly say that the track Grinding started me taking music seriously. I've listened to Rapper's Delight 15 minutes and 4 seconds on repeat all the time, and Eminem, and I went on and on and on and on. But it wasn't until the instrumental grinding had hit the street, and me and my best friend, since I was 4 years old, played the instrumental, and we went on it. I just want to say, you know, and thank you for producing that track. For one, another my question was for you was the transition, but you answered all the questions. You know, when you said your speech, basically being real, and that's one thing I want to stick to. Now, one thing that struck me, you were in the military. Now, mm-hmm. you being in the military, did that create discipline? Because at one point in time, I wanted to join the Navy to create some type of discipline and support to my life. To, you know, maybe that'll help my future. Did that help you in your career?
You know, I'm gonna be real, like honestly, I come from a two parent home. You know what I'm saying? And my dad is like 6'1", 6'2", and he ain't play, so that was all the discipline I needed, you know, right there. But as far as joining the military, I believe that our young black men should at least do some time in the military. I really believe that. And, you know, it definitely serves a purpose. It does give a lot of guidance and great discipline. And normally, I normally wouldn't say something like that, but I tend to feel that I've seen so many of my friends fall by the wayside and just out here and running the streets and, you know, getting into trouble and, you know, having trouble with the law and having trouble with baby mamas and, you know, just so much as a young black man, you know, that most of my friends come from single parent households or whatever, and I think that the military would have done them some good. And when I joined the military, I only joined for 2 years and 23 weeks. You know, when I was in there signing up, the guy said, "How long are you signing up for? 4 years?" And I was like, "You got anything less than that?" He was like, "Yeah, we got 3 years. You got anything less than that?" He said, 2 years and 23 weeks. I was like, yo, that's me right there. So I think, you know, you don't have to sign your life away. You can go in there and get your feet wet, see what it's about, and, you know, keep a little money in your pocket, some benefits, some college money. I don't think you can lose.
Okay. I definitely
Malice, what was your MOS?
52 Delta. I was a generator mechanic.
Woo-woo. There you go. That's what I'm talking about right there. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it best. Elio, I thank you for asking your question. And I want to reflect back to those donuts. There are no more donuts in the studio because they all had holes, and I have discarded those donuts. So don't worry about it. They all had holes in them. So I didn't want anyone to get sick or anything. Yes, they all had holes in them. So, ladies and gentlemen, CK, are you still in the building? Are you there? Anyone, are you okay?
I'm scared. I'm okay. I'm concerned about you and taking the donuts, and then Deep Slate, before I come on, he's taking the donuts. Okay, I take the damn donuts. This is, like, outrageous, you know, but that's okay.
Oh, no.
Really?
I got some donuts in there.
Right, I took them out of the studio because they had holes in them. They had holes
bring
in them.
Back. Bring them back.
Oh. Right,
bring
them right.
back.
No matter if you're okay. Right. Well, we all have something to say right now, ladies and gentlemen. I would love for No Malice to set us up to introduce his song that he's going to debut on the I Got Something to Say radio show. And like I said before, any closing remarks on how people can purchase your book as well as your audio book, or they can find out more information about your upcoming projects?
Yeah, just go to my website, MadeMyLifeChange.com, or hit me up on Twitter at NoMalice757.
NoMalice757. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it. The time is now 12 minutes after the hour of 11 at this time, Eastern Standard Time. Yes, 11:12 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, we're going to prepare to listen to some good music, some wholesome music, some real music. But before we get into that, could you do one favor for me, bruh? Could you tell people that you are No Malice and you're chilling with the the crew with the I Got Something to Say radio show. I had to think about that thing. You know, it
Yo,
came
come
deep
on,
down
check it out. It's the Patty Cake Man, one half of the Clips, one third of the Re-Up Gang. And coming from my forthcoming album, Hear Ye Him, this is my new single, June, debuted on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Check me out.
Wow.
But I know I'm going to change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. That's life. That's what all the people say.
What they say.
You're riding high in April.
Today I'm riding on my high horse. Custom leather seats in the Porsche could die for. The Jews alone made them sick. I am an eyesore. They couldn't see me like Stevie, Macheria or more. With three or four baddest of my women friends. One in the front, two in the back of the latest Benz. Rim spinning, tires Pirelli. Happy day, I'm Fonzarelli. What you gonna tell me? Am I not the realest? $1,000 bottle. Just so I can spill it. In the VIP, standing on the couches. Talking cash, cause my money's in my mouth.
That's what all the people say.
Pull from under you. They kick you when you down. No one gives a number two. Down but not out, so you should never snooze. Cause a dude who's at rock bottom ain't got nothing to lose. If you know who you are, you ain't got nothing to prove. Cause to me, red bottoms ain't nothing but shoes. Win, lose, or draw, I'm working on these flaws. I just wish chicks would stop throwing me they draws. Judas kisses, lying to the missus. Racing to hit the street, looking for my mistress. Now look at me, looking for forgiveness. For trying to put my thing where I ain't got no business.
That's what all the people say.
Come down, I said, what goes around comes around, what goes up must come down, I said, what goes around comes around, what goes up must come down, I said, what goes around comes around, what goes up must come down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. The hostess with the most is on the microphone. The time is now 11:16 Eastern Standard Time, 11:16 Eastern Standard Time, PM. And we had the distinct honor for a special guest on this evening of entertaining, or should I say it was more of a blessing and an honor to be in the midst of No Malice, one half of the Clips. Virginia Duo is in the building. I'm telling you, this has been an alarming. This has been a learning curve. This has been just overwhelming. We've learned so much, and we had the opportunity to really hear some words of wisdom. I appreciate you so, so very much. You have any parting words?
You know, I just want to thank y'all for having me here. Like I said, any awareness that I could bring to my book, which is so near and dear to my heart, to just to get out there and just to share my story with the people who have supported me, Very appreciative, and you already know, you my sister, you always rock with me, you help me with so many different things. I thank you, and I love you, and I want to thank you guys, too, for having me on your show.
Oh, my big brother. Oh, I appreciate you so, so very much, and all
right,
of your service
right
to the community. And, you know, I'm still rocking. I'm glad nobody can see us through the windows of the studio, because that song is so, so fire. And I'm telling you, red bottoms ain't nothing but shoes. I'm telling you, they're not ready at all.
Right,
all
right.
Right? Nobody gives a number two, but, you know, we got to stay up and be number one. So, I mean, your words are, like, so encouraging. I'm telling you. Just around the room real quick, because normally we have, like, a 20 to 25-minute interview, but, you know, he was so live and kicked it with us, so we're so grateful on this evening. Elio, let's start with you. What are your parting words for No Malice?
I want you to keep up the good work, and you have so much potential with the direction you're going, and keep on going because it's going to hit hard, man. You're doing your thing.
Oh, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
Yes. CK, what you have for No Malice?
I just want to tell him thank you. I've been listening the whole time, and you were so deep that, you know, it was a motivation. And it's good to hear that we still have artists that can actually be themselves instead of being what the mainstream call an image. And I appreciate that so much.
That's
about my
up,
heart.
Man. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I wanna break that ice and maybe encourage, you know, others to just to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? Not like me or anybody else. Just bring who you are to the table. I'm sure, you know, they will go far, a lot further.
Yes, yes. And speaking of which, you do have a single coming, forthcoming call, I'm Different.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Different, yeah. But we're not ready for that one yet. The next single,
Fire.
The next single is Unforgettable. But, yeah, Different. You had the pleasure of hearing it. So, yeah,
Fire.
Yeah, that's coming as well. For sure.
I'm telling you, that's a big one right there. I can't
wait
for that one.
Yeah, me too. You and I both.
Yes. What you got for No Malice, Mr. Norfolk, which is one of y'all biggest fans, by the way. He was so ecstatic.
Being a Norfolk dude, man, you know what I mean, and growing up in this hood, I know what it's really like out here, you know what I mean? My license plate say Mr. Norfolk, and I mean, that's a lot to be held to, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about changing it because it's too much to be held to. But hey, yo, all I just say is man, keep doing your thing, man. You definitely setting a new trend, and you going on your own road, and it takes a real man to go on your own road, man. And being a Norfolk bred dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them real Norfolk bred dudes. You know what I mean?
Right.
All
right,
I can say to you, man, is keep grinding, Jack. I mean,
amen to that. Amen to that. I do appreciate it, brother. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Straight up.
Yes, yes. And then certainly last but not certainly least, I would like to say to our executive producer, what do you have for Mr. No Malice, D. Slate?
Well, first and foremost, bro, I want to say, again, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show with us, man. As always.
Likewise.
You and your brother produce incredible music. You guys always have, man. Definitely been a big fan of it for a long time. So it's a pleasure to have you on, and it's also refreshing to see that you live in such a positive lifestyle and have such a positive attitude, which tells me that you produce and shows me that you produce positive material, and that's what these new kids, this new generation of kids, need to see. So I'm happy to see that you're definitely keeping up with the positive trend. And, you know, as far as we're concerned, the whole D-Hour Show Radio Network family, man, you're always welcomed on the show. You know, our network
Thank
is your
you.
Home. It's your home Thank now, man. You're welcome here anytime, and we will continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do. And thank you so much for blessing
Thank
us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, man. That's what's up. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, and see, author Gene Thornton, a.k.a. No Malice, I know it's past your bedtime. And I really appreciate you rocking with us. I'm telling you, I mean, it's like, it's just been a blessing. And I'm telling you, next time you come through the studio, I promise not to throw away those donuts with the holes in them. I promise. I really do.
All right, sis. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, y'all. Y'all have a good night. Be blessed, everyone. Appreciate it.
All right, bro, you be blessed.
All right, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is No Malice, one half of the Clips. We have had a delightful time with him on this evening, speaking with him, getting wisdom. That brother is nothing but the truth. He is true to the community, and that's what I call really giving back. And just stay tuned for the upcoming album that should be released, I guess, sometime late fall, probably early spring. And definitely go out there and check out that book. Raving reviews on the book. I mean, book clubs alike, even some of the adult book clubs and women's book clubs, should I say, have utilized his book as a pilot. And they could not put the book down. It's an easy read. So, you know, I'm not getting kickbacks or anything. I'm just saying that the book is phenomenal. So go out and get your own copy because, no, you cannot use my copy, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D Slate, Mr. Norfolk, L-E-O, and no other than C-K. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 11:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:24 on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to take a quick musical break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully be able to finish off the show with the Say Something News, the Reflections by C-K, or should I say Reflections by L-E-O, Real Talk with C-K, and maybe D-Slate can give us one recipe with the Ghetto Gourmet, and maybe GB will probably, you know, run us out the studio or something like that. But ladies and gentlemen, by all means, it is the I Got Something to Radio show. We're going to go into our last musical break for this evening. Take it away, D-Slate.
Absolutely. We have a little bit of my man Kayshawn on the ocean, and we also got a little Latasha from the hit group Escape. We actually had her on the show this Thursday. It was refreshing to have her on the show with us, and we have one of her singles, Bad Timing. So it's I Got Something to Say radio show. It's the music break. Kayshawn with On the Ocean right here. Let's go.
Let's go.
Moment I've been waiting on, and my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations, full of desires. I just want it so bad, you know, and it just seems so real.
Round and come around.
and gentlemen, it is 33 minutes after the hour, 33 minutes after the hour. It is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and I am joined on this lovely evening, August the 20th, 2012, with executive producer D. Slate, Mr. L.E.O., Mr. Norfolk, and Mr. C.K. are in the building. We are airing live from Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we just lastly had the distinct honor and pleasure of speaking with national recording artist No Malice, one half of the Clips. It was awesome, awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, without ado, the time is now once again 33 minutes after the hour. We're going to present to you the lastly anticipated. We missed last week, but we missed it. Of course, Mr. Norfolk, without any other ado, going to be bringing to you, our audience, the Say Something News. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Yeah, I want to start off the I Got Something to Say news by saying, yo, I want to give a big RIP to Phyllis Diller. You know, she was a comedian in her own right.
Oh, yeah.
And I also want to say, yo, if you live in Missouri and your representative is Ty Hagen, I think y'all should kill y'all. Nah,
wow.
Really. Basically, if U.S. Missouri Representative Todd Hagen can talk about like rape talk like that, if he can say that about rapists and say that rape pregnancy is not something that can actually be done or can be prevented by turning it off in a woman's body. That's not something that can possibly be doing. But these are the people that you guys are putting in office right now. And I really wanted to make that point in the I Got Something to Say news to just say, hey, these are the people that you're putting in office right now. So if you don't like it, get out and vote and do something about it. That's me on the I Got Something to Say news show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first on the Say Something News provided by Mr. Norfolk himself. The musical track is provided by one of our musical sponsors, Marcus Gameface Boyd. We thank you for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take you on a second journey for reflections. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to hear some self-asserting, some positivity in your life? Well, you're going to hear from this gentleman right here. This gentleman right here, Mr. L.E.O., and I believe that means living every day. What?
Optimistically.
Of course. Of course. So we have on the hour, the D Hour Show Radio Network, the I Got Something to Say show, Reflections by L.E.O.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was waiting on, a little track to go on. The reflection for the day is, be aware of your surroundings, because you don't know who's in your path, that's in your way, or who you're involving yourself with. And that can be in a negative, in a positive light. In a more positive light, just look at the D Hour show. I never knew that I would cross these people like Justice, Mr. Norfolk, CK, and most important, D Slate from D Hour, because I could have disregarded his emails or disregarded his contact, and look where the position I'm at now. You know, I'm meeting new artists like Miles, you know, Lila James, Latasha Scott, things of that nature. Also, in the standpoint of your own life, my life was endangered a few weeks ago. I could have lost my life. Just being careful with who you surround yourself with, and who you and the decisions you make, you got to be careful and be conscious of those things, and just take that, inhale it, embrace it, and try to apply it to your life. Just be aware of your surroundings, because you never know what you can get yourself into. And that's the reflection of the day.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's deep.
I'm telling you, my co-host, my family, this is a family. These are like my brothers. And that was so, so deep. So I'm glad that you are with us. I'm glad that whatever materialistic things that were taken from that cowardly person that, you know, assaulted you in a sense, that person has to answer to a higher calling. But we thank God for you because you're irreplaceable. So I just thank you that my prayers were answered, and I prayed for you, brother, and I'm glad that you're here. I'm so happy.
Inhale it.
Right? True. I learned that in Jamaica, y'all. So instead of being like, yep, for real, you're like, true. I'm like, true what? True false what? What you saying?
Well, that's not all she learned, but she's not going to tell us the rest of it tonight, so.
She learned in hell.
My name is not Stella. I'm telling you, I went to do work. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about my Jamaica experience. But, you know, we want to talk to CK, right? We got real talk with CK. I am dying to know what is the topic discussion for today. I just cannot wait. CK, take it away.
Okay. Well, among one of my groups I started on Facebook is a relationship group. One of the members posted a post on there, and I was like, this is an interesting topic. And she was talking about how men, they pretend to be interested in a woman only just to get the draws, when really that's all they wanted. So my question was, why do men do that? What is the real intentional purpose? If you want to get some, just be direct and upfront and just say that.
So, as a guy, you need to be like, excuse me, I'd like to know if I could have some of your drawers, please. I mean, how do you do that?
I was trying to put it in the cleanest way, but, I mean, like, if you want to have sex with a woman, you want to, I say get to know her, tell her, be upfront. And that's what she, because some women like who are the same way as men. So my thing is, why do men have to beat around the, why do some men, I ain't going to say all, but why do some men have to beat around the bush to say to a woman, hey, I want to sleep with you. I wanna go there with you without having a relationship with you.
Okay, real talk with CK. My hand is up. You just said something, and I don't think everybody else caught it. Did you not see the humor and stuff? Real talk. You said beat around the bush.
Yeah. Hey, I thought I was the only one. I thought I was on my Beavis and Butthead. Like, yo, did you just say Bush?
Right. Is this a pop quiz? I'm sorry. Can I go back to my reading materials and then come back and retake this? Okay, CK, it's your segment. Fire away. I'm sorry. So, real talk with CK. And CK, by the way, means when his real talk segment, it means chatter correctly. So, we got to be correct about ours. So, CK, fire away.
Well, my whole reflection for tonight, I really enjoyed the show. Learned a whole lot. Felt I understood where no mouth was coming from, and I am so intrigued to learn more about it, so I have definitely got to get the book. That's no doubt. I need to have it right here in my face reading it. So That's the first thing. I really enjoyed it. I hope he can come back and we can talk some more with him. I really, really enjoyed his time on the show. And he, like I said earlier, he kept it real.
I created a book I'm writing. It's kind of like 50 Shades of Grey. It's called it's called 50 Cent and a Crayola. I mean, you know, so we just I'm just going to go there, and, you know, and when I finish with it, I'm going to definitely get it out there for everybody to check it out. But 50 Cent and a Crayola, it's nice, though. It's real nice.
Wow. That, ladies and gentlemen, that is our executive producer, and you just heard the last comments from CK Real Talk. And I guess he has some things he want to get off our his chest. So I'm going to go back to TK before I go on to advancement of our executive producer. You know, D-Slate always have to go in. But real talk, TK, what else is going on? You see a little discussion about the relationship thing. And there's some scandal women out here, too, okay? I'm going to shake up the phone lines, and we don't have time for all of that right now. But, you know, women can sometimes be misleading, you know? Sometimes they have a tendency to say, I want to be with you, but you're my Monday boo. So, like, tomorrow, you know, I'm going to be with some. And not all women. I'm making a hasty generalization. And it makes it most uncomfortable for women like me who are good, solid, hardworking women who want to be a one-woman's man, right? A one-man's woman. Oh, yeah.
You went Dave Hollister on us.
That's right. It must be the Caribbean rum. Okay, but I'm just drinking water, so, and I digress. But yeah, back to what I was saying. I really want to be a one woman's man. So when people have multiple interests, we have multiple partners and things of that nature, it makes it very disadvantageous for the next person. So, CK, I'm kind of feeling a little vibe over here, you know. Yeah, I like my accent, and they say I picked it up, honestly, you know, genuinely. But I'm feeling a little vibe, so what's going on, real talk?
Not much. I'm just relaxing for the night. In the final stages of finalizing my third book. I know I released two books within this year already, but this one is totally different from any other book that I've done, and I'm really proud of it. Be on the lookout. It's called Dirty Little Sex Secrets. And we interviewed a few men to talk about their sexual experiences with different women they had been with. And I gave them one woman to talk about. Maybe one person had two, but one other person had a whole bunch. And I featured with erotic poetry as well as short story science, expanding my writing ability. And I thought this was a great opportunity for me to be in this project because I really would like to expand myself as far as a writer. So I said, why not do short story? So be on the lookout. It's going to be released soon. So I'm really happy about that.
Okay. And the Queen's English, what is it called again?
Dirty.
I didn't catch the title. In the Queen's English, what is it again?
In St. Louis time, we say dirty, but it's Dirty Little Sex Secrets.
Dirty Little Sexiness?
Secrets.
Oh, secrets. Okay. Dirty Little Secrets.
Yeah, Dirty Little Secrets. Like Rick and No.
I got it. God, this helmet is hot. Okay, I got it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with CK Real Talk, we have Reflections by LEO. We have to say something news by Mr. Norfolk. And now, without further ado, I hope we have a recipe this evening
for
Ghetto Gourmet. D-Slate, what you have for us, brother?
Well, what's going on, my peoples out there right now? Yes, it's your boy, the Ghetto Gourmet. Ray on the I Got Something to Say show. I got a recipe, quick recipe for all my ghetto gourmets out there. We like to call it hood flavor. Now, the recipe for tonight, we like to call hood fried rice. Let me break it down to you. Hood fried rice. This is how we do it, all right? Everybody, you know, you always got you some leftover, you know, rice, cooked rice in the refrigerator. Sometimes you may order some Chinese takeout, and they give you some rice, and you don't eat the damn rice, and the rice is just chilling in the refrigerator, okay? Now, you want to make yourself some hood fried rice? Here we go. You get that old cooked rice that you got in the refrigerator. You pull it out, okay? You pull it out. Get you everybody got a skillet. You know, I know everybody got something to cook with. You know, you break out your rice, you put a little grease, you know, a little lard, you know, a little oil or butter, whatever you got, you know, work, whatever you're working with, you put it in your skillet, throw the cooked rice in there, okay? That's what we started off. Now, go ahead and, we always got one or two eggs in the refrigerator. If you don't, go to your next door neighbor house and ask if you could borrow an egg. You know, it's that simple. Can I borrow an egg? So you get you an egg or two, you crack it, throw it in the skillet, you know, with the cooked rice. You cook that around for about five to ten minutes, you know, get the egg nice and going. Now, you know, we got some type of canned vegetables in the cabinet that don't nobody, because, you know, so a lot of people don't like messing with the vegetables, so the canned vegetables stay in the cabinet for years and years to come. So you go in that cabinet, and you grab you a can of them mixed vegetables that you bought about a year ago because you just didn't know what the hell to buy with your link card. Now, look here.
Wow.
You get your canned vegetables, you open it up, you toss it in there with the rice and the egg, you know, the egg in the mixture. You mix that around. Let's cook it for about a couple of minutes. Now, here's the bread and butter. Here it is right here. Now, you know, when you make the fried rice, you got to put a little soy sauce. Some people don't have enough money, you know, to purchase a bottle of soy sauce. You know, people might not keep that in their cabinet. But guess what? You do have some packages of ketchup, mustard, soy sauce, that hot-ass mustard, Arby's sauce, whatever it is you had left over from the sandwiches you had been ordering, McDonald's and all that. You all got that little Ziploc bag. Go to get the Ziploc bag with the little packages in it, and you pull out a couple of packages of soy sauce. You break the soy sauce out. You get like two or three of them. You toss them in the skillet. You know, you cut it open, toss a little soy sauce in there, mix it around. Boom. Now you're saying to yourself, ghetto gourmet, what kind of meat am I going to put in there? Am I going to make some chicken hood fried rice or some beef hood fried rice? Unfortunately, you ain't got no damn chicken. You ain't got no damn beef. But guess what you got in your refrigerator? You got some hot dogs in there. Yeah, you got some hot dogs in there. Get you a couple of hot dogs. You can boil them. You can throw it in the microwave, however you want to get down. Slice them up real quick. Toss them in there with your hood fried rice. You mix it up a little bit. Throw it in your plate. I said, and we don't say bam on the Hood Gourmet Show. We say damn. So you go ahead, you put them in there, and you say damn. And you go ahead, you put it on your plate, boom, you got you some hood fried rice. And I'm telling you right now, it is absolutely delectable. Hey, it's your boy, the Ghetto Gourmet. If you need some hood fried rice, you better go. You better get to your refrigerator and start working on it right now. We got the recipes on the website coming soon. It's called iCookHoodFoodAllTheDamnTime.com. Just the website will be out real soon, and we will have all the recipes on there for you. Trust me, coming soon. Hood fried rice, it's the Ghetto Gourmet.
Oh, my goodness. I am busting my gut over here. I am literally laughing so hard. OMG. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for upcoming recipes for the Ghetto Gourmet, and I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. I'm anticipating that myself. I can't wait for the delectable frozen cups and all the other little things that he may have, like the oodles and noodles. I think you did that one time before, not even cook them, but just put the sprinkles on the noodles. I think you did that one before.
Yeah,
I haven't tried it, but from my understanding, so I hear that is very tasty. So, Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 9 minutes before midnight at this time. It is 11:51, and it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. And, somebody is at. Can somebody get the door, please? Please.
Nope. I'm not answering. That's on you, CK. That's on you, CK.
I ain't getting that.
How is he ringing the doorbell and knocking at the door? How do you do that?
Wow. I do it right there. I do it in my hand. How are you doing?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Elio.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Elio.
GG is in the building.
Hey, Mick Norfolk.
What up, young?
Why you
Yeah, TB, what's going on?
Hey, this over you and Dad. It says straight dog with Dad.
Yeah, you know what, people thought that too, you know, but I'm alive again, and, you know, I told everybody GB might be coming to our show. And when I told people GB was coming, this was their reaction.
And you know what I said? Give us not the children.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we
go.
Hey, KC and Sasha, hey, bro.
Hey, Jimmy.
My name is GB. G stands for girl and B stands for butt. It's girl butt. GB.
Yeah, we won't be using the word butt in the same sentence with another man. So we're just gonna be calling you GB.
Yeah, pretty much.
My mama said, "Do wait till people finish talking, then you talk." So I'm gonna be quiet real quick. Hold on. Okay,
hey,
yeah, my turn. Huh? I went to Jamaica with Paul Addit and Miss Fabulous. I think it was like both of them. And then they let me sit by the window, and I had my arms out on the plane, and I was like, woo! And they were like, sir, you got to be quiet. I'm like, I ain't no boy, I'm a girl. I'm a girl, but. So then they told me I had to get a seat by myself. They had extra luggage. They said you could take one carry-on. And I ain't take no luggage. I just took my butt. So and then I got to Jamaica.
And that's big enough.
Yeah. What you know about that?
I wouldn't even say that.
Yeah.
I heard that they charge you $20 just to bring your butt on the airline.
They told me.
It was like extra. It was extra baggage. Yeah, it was extra baggage. I heard they charge you $20.
I'm being quiet because my mama said don't talk over nobody. Okay, now I'm going. So. When I got on the plane, they told me I ain't need no more little orange peel in the go around my neck. They just told me to stick my head between my legs, and then I can float if anything happens.
Wow.
You would have floated regardless. I don't even think it would have mattered what you did. So.
Yeah, they told me I was kind of like a balloon, but instead of one balloon, it was like a birthday party balloon. But when I got to Jamaica. Yeah, when I got to Jamaica, they were having a parade, and then the ladies, they had on, like, this half outfit, and they had, like, this sparkly stuff, and I said, I wanted to be in the parade, but they told me, we ain't got no costume for you. You too big. So then, they had little birds and stuff on the street, like seagulls, but they were like, the one with all the pretty feathers. What you call them, peacocks? And I had one eye closed, and I was peeking at the cocks. So,
yeah,
I was looking at
the
crane.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And then they had the white bird, and they called them the crane. And I kept saying, they just like the plane. And they were like, no, they crane. I said, it is the plane, because they fly.
Can we take over collection tonight to get a padlock out?
That sounded like you was a true bird saying that you was peeking at cocks. That's a little suspect, Jesus.
You know, you're like Jesus too. Jesus was Samuel just like me. So when I get my crazy chat on the bird, I'm gonna buy me some more flip flops.
Yeah, can we get a combination lock instead of padlock? You know,
I like
for
the
that door.
At the Chinese, I'm going to wait for you finish, because my mama said I don't talk to nobody. But I had the Chinese food, too, with the combination sandwiches. But, and then in Jamaica.
Yeah, make sure you buy the flip-flops with the shoestrings on it.
Yeah, I got the kind. I got the purple kind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't talk too long, because I impaired my bedtime, and they're showing a good movie at the laundromat. That's where I watch all my movies and stuff. I like go washing clothes. I don't be washing no clothes. I be watching the movies for free.
Wow.
Yeah, but I gotta go. My mama said I can't stay up too late now. And she told me I got to get the hell out of her basement and keep living here for free and be being on the show, and then y'all joking me. I ain't my real friend anyway. I don't even like none of y'all no more.
Okay, Jimmy.
All right,
we appreciate that.
Okay, well, I ain't gonna haul. I'm gonna be quiet. So I'm gonna leave out of there. And then once again, the donuts that y'all were gonna throw away with the holes in it, y'all leave them so I can take them back, get my money back.
I don't think you might eat them all on the way.
Yeah, you do that. I'll just leave out some rolls and biscuits for you too.
Okay, you the best.
Few bagels for you too.
So I'm gonna tell you just like my friend, 3 Chainz. All right now, so I'm gonna holler at y'all. I'm gonna talk to you later, KC Sunshine Band. I'm gonna talk to you later, Slate Dog. Talk to you later, Elion and Mr. France. I'm gonna holler. I'm not gonna holler. I'm gonna talk softly. I'll tell y'all later.
Oh, what the hell?
He was whispering to you, dude.
Wow.
I don't understand how this occurs like every single week. I'm trying to get through so I can show my passport. I'm showing my passport. Here goes somebody running through the turnstile. He trying to show his passport. And it wasn't even a passport. It was like one of the things that you get out of, like, I don't know, like a little kid's plastic thing. He told me something. He was leaving the country. Just his globe was broke. I don't understand it. I just, somebody needs to take some time out with you, GB. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. I thank you all for your patience with GB. We've had a tremendous evening on tonight. It is 1 minute before the midnight hour. We had a special guest in the building tonight for the Anonymous Blue Studios. We had No Malice. Let's give it up for him. One half of the duo group Eclipse, or Cliffs, not Eclipse. Yes, I definitely like to send a special shout out to his manager, Tito Brown, for making those accommodations and allowing him to be on our show this evening. Also, I like to note that we're going to have one of my, I mean, D-Slate is just wonderful in getting all of my wish list national artists to be on the show on September the 10th. For all of you neo-soul R&B artist lovers, we're going to have Nadambi on our show. That's right, Nadambi. She is fabulous. So if you're not a fan, you never heard of her, do some research. She is off the chain. Her genre is just like Jill Scott or Erykah Badu. So we're going to go around the room real quick with our closing remarks, starting with you, Elio. What you got coming up, and what are your thoughts about tonight's show?
I have quite a few things coming up. I'm still working on my project, Intimate Measures. I'll be recording on Friday, a show coming up on September the 2nd. It's going to be pretty major. I have the band behind me. Definitely watch your surroundings, as always, and tell GB to stay away from the birds.
Wow. That was like puddle deep. But, yeah, I definitely enjoyed your segment tonight, and I hope that the listening audience took heed to it. It's always at least one person that we can reach, even on this National Radio Day. So thank you, my brother, for that. And I'm so glad you're in great spirits and that you're here with us. I appreciate you. And I celebrate
you
today. Absolutely. CK, what do you have for us?
Well, I walk around passing the collection plate to get that padlock or combination lock for GB. I mean, I just say we had a great night. I really enjoyed it. It was like, it was like one of them sessions like we would have like a, just a sitting around a coffee table talk, some like coffee talks, and it was really fun. Last week, I had fun all last week because the weekend of the Poetry, National Poetry Award, so I was in and around the poetry and stuff like that. So I say everybody have a great week.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you were there because it was in St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
The National with, is it Troy Lewis, Troy Poet Lewis? The founder
yes,
of National, Oh, he is super awesome. I am so sad. Actually, that's coincidental because I wrote the theme song for the first National Poetry Awards when it was in North Carolina. So we have
wow.
that kind of link. Yes. Yes, I wrote the theme song for it. So that was super awesome. And I thoroughly enjoyed you all, too. I definitely had, what would you call it, not relapse, but just had felt a certain kind of way last week when I couldn't be with you all. So I terribly missed you all. I really, really did. And being on the air with you as well. So thank you so much, CK, for all the promoting and for everything you do for the show and for the crew. I really, really thank God for you so very much. What do you have for us, Ms. Norfolk?
Yes. Well, I just want to say the photo shoot with Marty Miller from Norfolk State University was a big success last week. Like I said, I missed the show last week. It was good. A couple pictures coming through on the Facebook page. Some sites in Norfolk coming through right after we get off the show. So you know what I'm saying, peep that, like the artwork if you like it. Say you like it, if you don't, then, you know what I'm saying, it really don't matter. I'm going to keep doing mine. I'm going to keep grinding. The show tonight was definitely good, and I sound like I'm taking up all the time, so I'm going to let it go, let it go. Hey, and stop talking about Erykah Badu. That's my baby mom.
Wow, really? True, true. Exactly. From my fraternity brother to my childhood friend, Mr. Norfolk, thank you for always supporting everything that I do, from being the official photographer for all of my stage plays and just giving good comments and just being a good friend to me and, you know, the wifey's my sister, and I just love you all so very much. We go way back, like collard greens being cleaned to Jerry Curls to car seats. I'm telling you, so I mean, from up top to down south, I mean, you're my brother from another mother, just like, you know, No Malice Gene. So I appreciate you so, so very much.
Thank you. Not a problem.
Yes, and before I get to our executive producer, ladies and gentlemen, for the listening audience, these are some incredible, talented men that I work with. CK, he's an author. You know, he does a lot of social networking, promoting. He's on the poetry scene. Elio is a motivational speaker. He's on the poetry scene heavily, and he's also working on some literary works. Mr. Norfolk is an incredible photographer. He's also, too, a poet, you know, a lyricist, you know, songwriter. He goes in, you know, I'm a poet, and they'll do a lot of things, as well as, you know, our executive producer, CEO of the radio network, stand-up comic. You know, Al does some comedy. I do some comedy. So, you know, just stay tuned because I hope that this prospers and someone out there is listening and will want to syndicate our show or even maybe go, you know, televised version. So you never know what's in the doors in the making of our future. So we appreciate you all tuning in and giving us that undying support. D-Slate, what you have for us?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. We had a wonderful time. Big shout-out to my man, No Malice, for joining us tonight. He's an absolutely incredible artist and an incredible human being. So thank you so much, bro, for joining us. As well as I want to let everybody know, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow and check out me and CK and RC and Elio. We're gonna be in the building tomorrow for the Tuesday spot. And tomorrow on the show, we're gonna be talking to Ross Bagley. If you don't know who he is, he played Baby Nicky on The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He was also in Independence Day with Will Smith.
Wow.
So we're gonna be talking. He's old. He's definitely a lot older now, but we'll be talking with him tomorrow. And also this Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, yes indeed, our girl PJ is back with us. And CK, her and myself are going to be talking to two of the ladies of the new hit reality show R&B Divas, which will be Monifa, Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone, as well as old school artist, and everybody knew her, you know what I'm saying, because she had a distinctive voice and a distinctive singing voice, but she's definitely back on the scene doing her thing, and we will also be talking to Michelle A. On Celebrity Thursday. So definitely make sure you guys keep tuned in, keep checking out the show. And also a big shout out to my brothers, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace of the Covenant Cafe. They had another amazing show yesterday. They talked to national gospel recording artist 2103. They also talked to gospel artist Marquise Love. And they got it in, and they'll also be interviewing next Sunday on the Covenant Cafe, Byron Cage. So definitely make sure you guys keep listening to those brothers. They get it in all the time, and it's definitely a blessing to have them and my peoples on the air with me right now, a part of the network, and I'm so blessed to work with these individuals. I feel blessed.
Yes, definitely shout out to Lamont Ferguson and my brother from another mother as well, and Poetic Lace. They're doing an amazing job, and I just love this radio show network, and also my brothers on the D Hour Show version of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Tonight was simply amazing. It was uplifting, and it's what my soul really needed, some laughter, some words of encouragement, some words of wisdom. A lot of times we take things for granted, including our own life. You know, sometimes we feel as if we're digging a deeper hole for ourselves, but, you know, where we feel that life has failed us, there's someone fighting for theirs. So we have to be more cognizant to understand that what doesn't happen for us today has to pay a way for our tomorrow. And if we don't stand for something, we'll fall short for everything. So definitely I had an eye-opening experience when I was in Jamaica. That is my roots. My father was West African and West Indian. So to be able to be in the midst of culture was just exuberating for my soul. To look outside the roads and see children selling grapes for just basic, you know, basic money with no shoes and still possess a smile on their face, I'm telling you, it did something for my spirit, okay? And there's a lot of people who are living in Jamaica in these little huts, and a lot of the little huts in the houses didn't even have front doors. And everybody was sitting around or standing up as we went about the country, and people still had a good spirit. So, you know, we have to just be kind to one another because life is very short. And I lost my grandfather last week. As I stated before, I lost my dad last year. The year before that, lost my aunt. So God makes no mistakes. But what I can say, live your life and live your life every day. My grandfather was fortunate to be on this earth for 92 years and was married to my grandmother upon her death for 61 years. People just don't do things like that anymore, especially in the African-American community. So definitely rest in peace, Granddaddy. I know you're looking down on us, and we just really appreciate the legacy in which you left behind. Tomorrow I will be at Montego Caribbean hosting Lyrically Spoken, as I do every Tuesday. I am back with the old band. So with that, to all of my West Indians, salute. To all of my Virginia artists, salute. To all of my people who are breathing and their feet are above ground, salute. This has been another wonderful segment. We thank you so very much, No Malice, for being with us and not being so Hollywood, but being down to earth. And I love you for that, bro. So definitely tune in each and every Monday, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2200 for those military personnel. Salute. And we thank you. God bless you all. And have a good, good rest. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. It's the I Got Something to Say show. Say, if you really got something to say.